It is time now for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. She is also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and she joins us here on a Thursday morning. And we say, good morning, Dr. Werpin.
Good morning, good morning. And I'm listening to your weather forecast. I'm thinking, oh, I'm so glad I'm not there, but I'm here. But I hope you all get through it, and I hope it's rain that disappears quickly. Sorry.
So do I.
Anyway, if you're indoors, maybe this is the time to have a chance to figure out what you're really eating while you're waiting for the storm to go. Anyway, the reason I wrote this article about do you really know what you're eating is that I have been frustrated just for years when I meet somebody who tells me asks me to help that person lose weight, or the person says, I don't understand why I've gained so much weight over the last few years. And I always know that one of the main reasons is that that person, including probably me, doesn't really pay attention to what is being eaten during the day or during the evening. And I tend to watch what people eat in restaurants. It's a terrible habit that my husband's trying to break me of. And I notice so many people will start eating, they'll look at something on their plate, say, as I've said to myself, wow, this portion is really too big to eat. You know, I'm only going to eat half of it. And then become engrossed in a conversation, a discussion with other people on the table. And before you know it, the plate is clean, and that enormous portion that was really going to be too big to eat has all been consumed. Or when sees people, for example, in airports all the time, with a cell phone in one hand and a bag of food from one of the fast food hamburger chains, for example, in another hand, and the attention will be so focused on the cell phone that the hand will go from to the mouth and back to the food again, without that person even knowing how much is eaten. It's just, if you've ever watched people eating French fries or popcorn, it's the same way. It's a sort of an automatic hand-to-mouth eating, and there is absolutely no perception of how much food is being consumed. And then we also tend to not pay attention to what we're eating when we walk past a bowl of nuts or candy or cookies, or we're at work and somebody leaves out a half a coffee cake that was brought in, from home, and we take a little nibble and take another nibble. And then, and this is what gets back to my main point, if I were to ask that person, well, what did you eat today? Oh, I had yogurt for breakfast. Oh, I had a salad for lunch. Oh, I had some fish and broccoli for dinner. I don't know why I'm 35 pounds overweight, because there is no conscious perception of what has actually been consumed. And I don't think that people who deal with weight loss issues really deal with this problem in any operational way to make people more aware of what they're eating. There are apps. You can take a picture of what you're eating. You can put in the app everything that was on your plate. But you have to do that. In order to keep track of what you're eating, you actually have to keep track of it. And how many of us are compulsive enough to do this day after day after day until we really have a rhythm of eating so that we don't overeat? It takes an extremely long time. The way some people get around it, and these are people who have lost weight and really want to keep it off, is to make rules for themselves. They follow the rules. They eat three foods for breakfast, four foods for lunch, and the same five foods for dinner, and they really don't deviate. If they go someplace where they can't get the foods, they eat very little, and then wait till they get home. But they really set a pattern of eating so that they don't deviate, so they really don't gain weight. They don't have to pay attention to what they're eating, because they know what it is going to be. The yogurt, the banana, the coffee, and the orange juice for breakfast, I don't have to pay attention to that. It's what I eat every day, they tell themselves. That's one way of doing it, but very few of us can do it. And so really the only way is to really force yourself, at least before you start eating, is to look at the plate and say, okay, I really am going to eat all this. And then at the end, if you've eaten more than you plan to, be aware of it. I have a relative who will claim, oh, I only had a spoonful of dessert, and I know there was nothing left but a smear of chocolate on the plate. When he's done, I know he's eaten the whole thing, but in his mind, he's only eaten a tablespoon.
And speaking of which, is there any, I don't know, I mean, I know many people like that, but I have never in several, many, lots of decades figured out what to do about it other than nod, smile, and roll my eyes.
Exactly. And then the person 2 days later says, I don't understand why I just gained 2 pounds. Have you been feeding me too much food? Jill, this is a problem that no diet plan, no advertisement, no guru, you know, who's doing all this work on genetics of obesity and all of that, comes up with a solution for. It works in a famine. It works when you really are someplace, you're in a, God forbid, you know, in an automobile accident, you're stuck in the hills of North Dakota or something, and you don't have any food. Yeah, it works in that situation. But in our land of plenty, when there's food all around us, unless we start literally paying attention to what we're eating, even if it's more than we plan to, that's the point. We shouldn't judge ourselves. And I think that's one of the issues also, Jill, with the people who tend to eat all the dessert. Don't judge yourself. I hope you enjoy the dessert. That's wonderful. Okay, tomorrow you don't have dessert. But I think sometimes, don't you think, people don't want to know how much they eat because they feel guilty?
Well, sure. I mean, I think that is one of those the places where you can do a lot of convenient or selective thinking.
Yeah.
It almost defy. It's a little bit like the media these days. You can defy people to come up with a different approach to whatever's being said.
Yeah. So I think the thing to do is maybe make rules for yourself that you feel comfortable. You know, we sort of make rules that we try to go to bed at the same time. We try to drink water. You know, we try to do a little bit of walking. Maybe make a little bit of rules and say, okay, you know, I really won't eat dessert, or I'll have it once a week and this will be the day, instead of just saying, I'm going to pretend it's not happening. Maybe, you know, we just have to stop pretending. And then we might begin to stop gaining weight.
Marsha, do you have any insight into the whole thing, which is just basically, you know, food disappearing without people sort of being conscious that it's disappearing, and then sort of...
I don't go through it anymore, but years ago, when I had 2 growing boys that I cooked for every day, and there was a lot of food coming in and out of the house, and I did a lot of cooking, which I enjoyed.
Right.
I also did a lot of stealing of things that were purchased for Sam and Jake to have as snacks and stuff like that, and they'd mysteriously disappear, and that occasionally would be me, but it is a problem, because one thing about food is, and if you're overweight, because I can speak as an overweight person, is that if you open something up or if you take something, it's like you have to take it all and get rid of the evidence. Not that it's been opened. No, it's
interesting.
It's true. I'm telling you, it's absolutely true. You take it all and you get rid of the evidence.
But you went throw it away. You eat the evidence, right?
Yeah, you eat the evidence, but then you throw away. You know, you don't
throw away the wrapper. You make the whole thing go away.
Yeah, you don't.
You make the whole thing go away, even consciously to yourself.
That's exactly right.
And then it disappears.
It disappears.
That's brilliant.
And it never existed. Now,
and therefore, if somebody asks you 2 weeks later, what did you eat? You say, you know, I ate very well. I don't know why I'm gaining the weight. You know,
well, that's
right?
That's why I write things down now. Like yesterday, I wrote down what I had to eat, and yesterday was a pretty high caloric day for me. It was around 1,900 calories. I don't lose a lot of weight at 1,900 calories, but I keep everything to 1,800 to 2,000 calories. Yeah. But by writing down everything, I see what I have. Even if I go to a store and I'm standing there and I see this. Wow, that is a really nice little piece of raspberry-covered chocolate. I don't eat it at the store. I go home, and I type it in, and I see what the calorie count.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I enter
That's exactly what people should be doing. Yes, exactly. I mean, I said you're not judging yourself. You're giving yourself something. You know how it fits into your diet. You're enjoying it. It's not as if you're eating it to destroy the evidence. You're eating it to get pleasure from it. But it took... How do you get people to do that? Because they're always told by these weight loss people, no, don't eat that. Well, you know, if I don't look at me eating it, I'll eat it, and I'll, as you say, destroy the evidence. Oh, Marshall, if you could get people to do what you do, people would be able to lose weight successfully.
Well, and it's worked because I haven't been able to walk this winter. I was walking. I was up to, once again, between 1 and 3 miles a day, every day walking. And, of course, in the wintertime, I don't, because I just don't want to take the chance sure. from the operation of my feet. But I have managed to not gain weight this winter.
Right.
And it's
right.
very, it's been very simple. I just, by writing down what I eat and when I eat it, I know I could be sitting at the house at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and say, okay, I'm going to make myself a huge salad that has some cut up chicken, chickpeas. It's going to come in around 800, 900. You know, I can actually, I can do that. And if you have the salad, if I have it around 2 o'clock, then when I decide to have something for dinner around 5:30 or 6 o'clock, I'm full. It's a smaller portion. And then I head to the bedroom. So, it really, once you get to the habit of writing things down.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And when you go someplace and you see something that you want to eat, then you have, I mean, sometimes it really is a good idea to take a picture of it and say, okay, I am eating this gigantic piece of lemon meringue pie or chocolate cake or something. Look at it, take it out, look at your phone. If 2 days later you say, well, gee, I gained 3 pounds, look at your phone, look at the picture, say, oh, yeah, okay, that's it. So I'm not going to indulge my sweet tooth for the next 2 weeks or something.
Well, that's what I do. I look at my app on my phone every day and I see what I eat and what calories I've burnt, because you can, and these new apps, you can enter in your weight. And
that's
you can
right.
enter in what you do, and it shows you what your standing calories are, what you've burnt, what your intake is. And you, if you're at some place and you bring your phone and you're going to have a piece of lemon meringue pie, you just find out how big a piece it is. You enter it, and it gives you the caloric count.
Yes.
It's a real easy way to do it nowadays. And then I just have my Fitbit, so my Fitbit tells me how many calories I burn it in.
Yeah. But that's it. I mean, and these days, it really is so much easier for people to do all this. But on the other side, you can't use that phone as a distraction while you're eating. And I said, I once was in a restaurant and I saw a man doing his email or his text messages with his left hand, and the fork was going in his mouth,
no.
you know, from the right hand. And the waitress, he had like an appetizer and a meal and main course and a dessert. He didn't even notice when his plate was empty. The waitress came, took away the empty plate, put the full plate of the next course in front of him. He never looked up from the cell phone. He sort of fumbled around with his fork until he found the food on the plate, not even paying his eyes from the cell phone, and started eating again.
That's
crazy. Like a robot.
Yeah.
Except robots don't gain weight.
No.
All right. Another thing. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Werman, Food for Mood.